I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia, and this is the South Georgia Pine Ag Update.
South Georgia Pine, that's where I spend my time.
Dr. Kim Wright, we really hard at planting cotton and peanuts this week, and we've kind of went from a dry, really hot and dry to now we got cooler temperatures and it's really wet. Are there any implications this could have with cotton right now?
Andrew, we're seeing a lot more, we're getting a lot more complaints for Rhizoctonia seedling disease on cotton than I've received in a number of years. Rhizoctonia is the number one seedling disease we face, and I have to believe that the widespread reporting of the disease comes in a combination of being some plants under stress from hot and dry, and all of a sudden they're in cool and wet. And I just think that this combination has set them up for some of the problems we're seeing. So Rhizoctonia seedling disease on cotton, which is always present, but it's become more problematic this year.
Is there anything that we can do about it or growers can do about it at this point?
That's the most frustrating thing is once the problem appears, once we're aware it's there, there's really nothing that a grower can do other than decide if the stand is bad enough that they should replant. Because all of our control measures, whether it's crop rotation or it's using seed treatments or it's putting in furrow fungicides at planting, all of those options end when we close the furrow. And so once we see the problem start to occur, there's really nothing that can be done other than to assess the problem and decide if it's worth going with the stand we have or replanting. Now, I will say this doesn't take that many plants per foot of row to have good yields. The problem is with seedling disease, especially Rhizoctonia, is we might have good stand in parts of the field, and we might have terrible stand in other parts of the field. So it might average out. We have enough plants, but they're not in the right place.
And switching gears to corn, our corn, it seems like down in the lower coastal plain in southwest Georgia, is tasseling. We haven't seen southern rust yet in the state, but as we think about the most destructive pathogen pretty much on corn and this weather like it is, what is the best way to make decisions on the use of a fungicide as we watch southern rust?
Well, you're exactly right, Andrew, that we got several things happening now. Corn, in some of our earliest planting, corn is starting to approach tassel. That's a time when many growers consider whether they need a fungicide or not. And also this moisture we have. The moisture is coming out of the Gulf. It's being brought up. And the spores that might harbor southern corn rust, the rust spores, could possibly be brought with these storms and deposited. So we've gone to a situation where conditions are very favorable, and also we have the corn growing and going into the tassel growth stage. Here's the recommendations I'm giving to growers of southern corn rust. The first thing is, and you mentioned it, we know of no southern corn rust that's in the state right now. Second thing we know, we are in a period of time when the disease, conditions are favorable for the disease and a crop, some of our crops going to tassel stage. So, given those two conditions, I'm not calling for an automatic spray. I would wait till we find the disease first. But I would say for growers who are approaching that tassel stage and trying to decide what they should do, recognize the conditions are favorable. We haven't found the disease yet. And if they do decide to spray now, they might be somewhat premature, but it is protecting the crop. For other growers who say, well, I'm going to wait until they report it, I'm not going to go out too early. If I spray now, I might have to spray extra times later in the season. For those growers, just pay attention to what your county agent is telling you. Be aware of what's happening with our sentinel plots. Bottom line, Andrew, on this is if you spray corn approaching tassel now, you are protected, and at worst, you may spray prematurely. If you spray prematurely, it may require you to make an extra fungicide application later you otherwise wouldn't have had to make, but you do have insurance now. If you don't spray now and you're approaching tassel, I strongly encourage the growers to pay attention to what's happening with our sentinel plots and to be prepared that when rust is discovered, that is the time that they'll want to pull the trigger.
For more information, visit my blog at wilcoxcountyag.com. I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia, and that is the South Georgia Pine Ag Update.